Digital und real. Digitale Begegnungen von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode von Digital und Real, dem Podcast des Regional Unit Digital bei der Allianz Mission. Hier berichten wir über echte Begegnungen von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott in digitalen Räumen. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass ich heute einen Gast zugeschaltet habe aus der weiteren Ferne. Adil ist bei mir beziehungsweise zugeschaltet, und zwar aus Pakistan. Aufgrund der Sicherheitssituation in seinem Land aktuell tobt der Iran-Krieg, ist es so, dass wir leider uns nicht live unterhalten konnten, sondern er die Antworten auf meine Fragen vorab aufgezeichnet hat. Und ich lade euch ein, kommt mit rein in das Gespräch. Adil, you are from Pakistan and created a YouTube channel called Shout of Triumph, which up to now has 184,000 subscribers and 21 million views. Why did you start this channel?
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be part of this wonderful podcast. I also send my greetings to everyone who is listening to us today. My name is Adil Shafkat, and I'm from Pakistan. I am the creator and founder of a YouTube channel called Shout of Triumph. At the time of recording this podcast, the channel has around 185,000 subscribers and more than 50 million views. The content on my channel focuses on the Christian need. I create videos about biblical stories, prophecies, testimonies, and I also address many questions people search for about God's word, the message of the gospel, worship songs, and other biblical themes. And in many ways, my YouTube channel has become a form of digital evangelism. It's a digital mission field for me, where I bring the message of God's word to people around the world through online content. I started my YouTube channel in 2021, right in the middle of the pandemic, when everyone was stuck at home, the school, colleges, universities, even churches were closed. People were working from home and spending more time online. And honestly, many were scared and confused about what was going to happen next and how they would get through such uncertain time. I felt like this was a perfect opportunity for me to share the word of God, which is full of hope and life. I believe that in times of trouble and confusion, God's word is the only light that can shine through the darkness. And that's when I started Shout of Triumph.
You're part of a pastoral family, but you chose a slightly different way. Where do you feel God's calling you?
Yes, I come from a pastoral family. My father and my elder brother both are pastors. As for your question about why I choose a different path, well, I don't see it as a completely different path at all. I also preach in churches and conduct Bible studies. The YouTube channel is just another way, or I can say another layer of evangelism that I'm doing alongside my ministry in Pakistan. I also join my church team to travel and to reach the unreached people in Pakistan. So YouTube is not something that replaces the traditional way of evangelism. I'm doing both together. My calling is definitely to win soul for Christ, whether that's through our digital platform or traveling from city to city to preach the gospel. And at the same time, I strongly believe that I don't need a title to preach the good news of the gospel. My main focus has always been on reaching people and sharing God's word wherever He leads me.
What is your vision with Shout of Triumph and beyond?
When I talk about the vision for Shout of Triumph, I see that many young people are no longer going to church, but they are active on social media platforms like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And my vision is to meet them where they are, and they are on these social media platforms. I believe that when we share content filled with the good news of the gospel, God can use it to reach hearts. He can guide someone to come across that content, and it can truly change their lives. Transformation of the heart happens only through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why my vision is to fill the internet with content that share the gospel and introduces people to Jesus. And secondly, YouTube is actually the second largest search engine right after Google. So when people want to learn something or they have questions, they turn to YouTube. Many young people are asking questions like, does God really exist? They have questions about the existence of God or if Jesus is real. And if we don't answer these questions, then other false teachers will definitely answer these questions. And that will definitely lead them away from the truth.
Why did you decide to do a big part of content creation utilizing artificial intelligence?
When I first started creating content, I realized that telling biblical stories in a visual way can be very challenging, especially for a single creator. Normally, to produce that kind of content, you would need a full production team, like cameras, actors, location, a lot of resources. So when AI tools started becoming available, I saw them as an opportunity. They allow me to visualize biblical stories in a way that would otherwise be very difficult for one person to produce. So AI is simply a creative tool that helps bring those stories to life and make them more engaging for viewer. Another reason is that the younger generation today is very visual. If we were to communicate the gospel effectively in the digital world, we need to use such creative technologies and modern tools to capture their attention.
All right, let's talk tech. What is your tool set at the moment?
Right now, my workflow involves a few different tools. For research and scripting, I use ChatGPT. It helps me explore new topics and organize ideas for my videos. But when it comes to writing the script, I never rely completely on ChatGPT. I always go through the script myself, edit it manually, and I make sure the message is accurate and aligned with the Bible. For the voiceover, I am currently using Lavalabs, which helps create clear and natural sounding narration for the video. And for visual generation, I use tools like Hicksfield and VO3 to create cinematic scene and visuals that help bring the biblical stories to life. And finally, for the editing, we use Adobe Premiere. That's where we combine the visual, voiceover, music, and storytelling to produce the final video.
Which way do you want to guide non-believers from stumbling over your videos to making steps of faith towards Jesus?
That's a great question. And my approach is really to present the message of the gospel in a way that people can understand, even if they are not Christians. When someone comes across one of our videos, my goal is to simply to introduce them to the truth of the Bible and who Jesus is. Sometimes a video might answer a question someone already has about God. Other times, it might spark curiosity and encourage them to learn more about God. And my role is simply to create content that faithfully shares the message of the gospel and introduce people to Jesus through my videos.
What feedback do you get regarding your videos on how God is using them?
I receive a lot of encouraging feedback from viewers. Recently, a woman emailed me. She teaches Bible lessons in nursing homes, and she asked for permission to show some of my videos to the residents there, which I was very happy to allow. Later, she wrote me, and she said that the residents really enjoyed it, and it helped them understand God's faithfulness in a deeper way. And she also mentioned that several of the residents accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I'll also share a screenshot of that email for your encouragement, because testimony like these reminded me that when we upload something online, we never really know how God might use it. I have also seen this in my YouTube analytics. One time I was checking my channel analytics, and I noticed views coming from a country called Timor Leste. Honestly, before that movement, I didn't even know that country existed. But more than 100,000 views had come from this country. That really surprised me and reminded me how the internet allows the message of the gospel to reach places we never expected.
What works fine in your ministry and where are you struggling at the moment?
I would say what's really working well in my ministry is the content itself. The videos are reaching people and I get feedback from viewers telling me how much the stories and messages are encouraging them. Where I'm struggling, honestly, is the production side of things. Right now, I'm doing almost everything by myself, searching for ideas, writing the script, doing the voiceover. But for the editing, I get some help from my cousin, who is also a student. But beyond that, it's really just me handling everything. Building a full team where different people can handle a specific task is something I really want to do. At the same time, it seems quite expensive for me to create a full production house. But I'm trusting God. If it's His will, I will eventually have a production house and a dedicated team to help this ministry to the next level. Even with these challenges, I am learning a lot through this process. And I see that God is still using it to reach people, which is very encouraging.
Your heart is to make your content available in as many languages as possible. How can listeners help you to make your content available in their language across Europe?
Yes, that's really close to my heart. And my vision is to make the content of Shout of Triumph available in as many languages as possible, so people all over the world can hear about Jesus and understand the message of the Bible. One of the easiest ways a listener can help is by translating or subtitling the video into their own language. Even a small contribution like translating just one video can make a huge difference in reaching people in places where English is not widely spoken. Another way people can help is by sharing the video with their friends, family, or community who speaks different languages. Sometimes just sharing a video can introduce someone to Jesus for the first time. I am really grateful for anyone who wants to join in this mission. It's exciting to see how God can use technology and teamwork to spread the gospel across the world. And I truly believe that every little effort counts when it comes to reaching souls for Christ.
Which one sentence do you want to say to our listeners?
God can take anything we do, even something small, and turn it into something that changes life. So if you feel led to share hope and His word, please don't wait. Start from today.
Danke für dein Interesse. Digital und Real ist der Podcast der Region Digital von der Allianz Mission. Alle Informationen unter allianzmission.de/regiondigital.